Now, verse 18, and the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. God says to them, I never gave you any fast days. And these days that you set up to fast and go through a nice little religious ritual, I'm going to turn those days into feast days, days of rejoicing, days of love and truth and peace. These are the things that are absent in our contemporary culture and society. I wonder if it's ever occurred to anyone that if we got back and taught the great biblical and moral values that are stated there, I wonder if maybe that might have a tremendous effect upon our society today. Well, some of us believe it would. Now in verse 20, thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come peoples and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. This looks on now to the fact when Jerusalem will become the capital, not only the political capital, but the religious capital of the earth. And it also looks forward to the time that we will find in the New Testament is called the millennium. It shall come to pass, God says. This is something that is for the future. And he says in verse 22, yea, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts, where in Jerusalem. Now, I take it that does not mean Los Angeles. It means Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Now, very frankly, Jerusalem is not an ideal place to go and pray. It just isn't geared for that today, because actually you see more religion there manifested and less Christianity than any place that I know of. But it will become the center of God's government during the millennium. And we last time referred you to Isaiah, the second chapter. And may I say to you, there are many scriptures along this line. You see why it's so important today to study the book of Zechariah. Now, a great many in our day have zeroed in on the book of Daniel. And you go to the average seminary library or any good library, and you will notice that there's volume after volume written on Daniel. Then you go down a little farther and see how many books you're going to find written on Zechariah. And there's a dearth of them written on Zechariah. I have a friend that he doesn't believe there's going to be a millennium on this earth, and he doesn't believe God will ever again turn to Israel, and that he will never again turn to Jerusalem, that he's through with all of that. And he wrote a book on Daniel. He told me, he says, I've proven my point in Daniel. And I said, had it ever occurred to you that no prophecy is of any private interpretation? You don't study the book of Daniel by itself. Now, I said, why didn't you bring in a little of Zechariah? He looked at me rather funny. He says, well, I didn't need to. Well, not if you hold that theory that God's through with Israel. You can't handle Zechariah. But my friend, Zechariah makes it clear God's not through with Jerusalem. He's not through with the nation Israel. Now, will you listen to what he's saying here? Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is verse 23. In those days. What day? Well, it's that expression that we've had again and again. In that day, those days. It's the millennium that's coming. The great tribulation is the beginning of it. but it ushers in the coming of Christ and the reign of Christ that's called the millennium. And that again ushers in his eternal kingdom on this earth. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God's with you. Now, is God through with the Jew? Well, the day is coming in the millennium. Now, the church will be removed from the earth. You see, the church could not be here in a period like this. And I think the number 10 here rather suggests a great number. I am of the opinion that it represents the fact that the Gentile nations in that day will find Jerusalem very attractive. And they will go there. Why? The Lord Jesus will be there. And that will be the millennial temple. And that will be the place to worship God. Now that makes this very important, you see.